On today's program, we have Paul Trinan from the World Council of Credit Unions talking about the 2018 World Credit Union Conference happening in Singapore. So check it out. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Mr. Paul Trinan, direct from the World Council of Credit Unions. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing fine, Mike. Always a good time to talk to you.
Indeed. And I mispronounced your name. It's Trinan, right?
Yeah, it's close enough. It's been pronounced many different ways. I've learned to respond to anything. So Paul is fine. You can just.
Well, I try to get the names as best I can, because I mean, those are people's names. They take pride in their names, so we want to get it right. All right.
All right.
It's good to be accurate as well. So, hey, another cool thing we're talking about today is the 2018 World Credit Union Conference in Singapore. Oh my gosh! And it's going to be right around the corner. So, can you give us a kind of an overview of what's going to go on there?
Yeah, sure, no problem. So the conference is July 15th to the 18th in Singapore, like you said. Mm-hmm. We've got a lot of really great educational opportunities lined up. I think participants who are going this year will see a dramatic increase in the terms of offerings that we have. Our breakout sessions, we're moving from 20 to 25 different sessions, so a lot more opportunities for people to take advantage of. We're going to have the similar topics that we've had before of cyber and technology and data and advocacy, customer experience, payments, and all that. But we're really taking advantage of Singapore and being a fintech hub of the world and linking up with some really cool partners there to bring some increased emphasis on fintech and how is that affecting credit unions and financial cooperatives around the world. We've got some really cool stuff lined up for cyber. We got some stuff lined up on cryptocurrency. We're linking up with the Association of Cryptocurrency and Blockchain over there. They're going to be doing some educational sessions for us. Mm-hmm. So, you know, all in all, have speakers, I think, from about 12 or 13 different countries will actually be presenting at the conference. So it's truly a global experience. And, you know, you've been to the conferences before, Mike.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we've 1,400, 1,600 people together from around the world. And I think right now we're at about 45 different countries. We'll probably be up to 50 or 55 countries by
Good
the time
grief.
We have.
Grief.
So. You know, a lot of education is going on there. We have new lunch and learn sessions. So on the lunch hours, in addition to grabbing your lunch, you'll be able to go to even some more education sessions. We have our future forum is now going to be 2 days rather than 1 day. For the wake up crew, we've got some really cool hands-on field trips to Visa, MasterCard, and PayPal's innovation labs. They're all housed in Singapore.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, wow.
So a lot of really, really exciting stuff going on. And another thing that we're really proud of is the World Council this year has started to be authorized to provide CPE credit. So for individuals attending the conference, they'll pick up 8 hours of CPE by going to the keynote sessions and the breakout sessions. So not only do you get a lot of educational opportunity, you actually come home with 8 CPE credits. That helps out as well. So, we're really excited about everything that's going on there.
Bonus. Yeah, one of the questions I was going to ask you is, because I'm always curious as to where it's going to be and then why the location. So, and you kind of answered it for me. It was like, you know, I was going to ask you, okay, so why Singapore this year? And so you kind of answered it in your previous response there, because it's kind of a fintech hub of the world. Are there any other reasons for Singapore other than it's a beautiful city as well?
Yeah, so, well, it's been a few years since we've been in Asia, so that brought into it as well. We like to move our conference around the world and give people the opportunity to network and meet credit union, executives, individuals from around the world. So that played into it. As you said, Singapore is an amazing city. I've had the luxury of being over there doing some conference planning, and, they call Singapore, I think they call it Easy Asia. And it truly is that. So for global travelers that have been around, they may have been to Singapore, they know about Singapore. But for the individual who's never been to Asia or Southeast Asia before, Singapore is a great place to start. It's one of the most efficient countries I've ever seen in my life. It's clean. There's no crime. Easy to get around. The subway is amazing. Mm-hmm. English is a national language there. But it's really truly East meets West and old meets new, all coming together. So it's a great opportunity not only to pick up a lot of educational content and do your networking, but also for the individuals who have never been to Asia, a great opportunity to dip your toe in the water and see what's happening on that side of the world. So we're really excited about it. I was looking the other day for airfares, and you can actually fly to Singapore from North America cheaper than you can fly to Europe right now.
What? Wow! So, sign me up.
Any horizons if you've never been there. I think anyone who goes will be amazed. The conference center there is top-notch, state-of-the-art, one of the best in the world. Mm-hmm. And as you would expect with the technology in the conference center, it's just amazing. So we're pretty excited about it.
Very cool. Yeah, I know, I've heard nothing but great things about that part of the world for sure. What can attendees expect? I mean, you kind of gave a quick overview. What are some like takeaways that they want other than, you know, the education and all that type of stuff? Or is there, are there specific takeaways that you want attendees to take back to their credit unions and use kind of use right away? So what's, sure, what's on the docket there?
Yeah, so I think, you know, with the diverse educational opportunities that there are, you know, I think that, that there's something for everyone, no matter what it is you're looking for. You know, we're also including the diversity and inclusion track for the first time, bringing together a Wake Up team, our young professionals, as well with our global women. So I think there's a lot of education out there. And what we're asking all of our presenters, as well as the keynoters, to really conclude their sessions with, you know, 3 to 5 takeaways that you should take from this session and then implement on, you know, your personal development plan or development plan for your credit and financial cooperative. So, you know, really trying to make it a hands-on experience, but yet when you're walking away, that you actually do come away with, you know, some ideas to take back versus just coming out of the session saying, wow, that was a really great time, but I don't know what I can do with that now.
Yeah, you like the practical stuff, for sure, for sure. How significant, I was going to ask you while you were talking about Singapore, what's the, how significant is the credit union movement in that part of the world? What can we expect from, what can attendees expect going there in that realm?
Yeah, so it's, you know, it's there's a lot of credit unions or financial cooperatives in that part of the world. In terms of, you know, dollar size of assets, it's not what you would see like in North America or, you know, Australia and, you know, Ireland and the UK, but, you know, it's pretty prevalent. And in terms of the segment that they're serving, it's more the underserved or the unbanked and trying to actually bring financial products and services to that part of the world. But, you know, it's growing very fast. They've got some very active movements, and our partner in Asia, ACU, has done a great job in actually building the credit union movements. We're also really excited about the growth that the Global Women's Network has had in the world and some of the really cool stuff that's happening there. So once again, another great opportunity for, you know, people that, you know, come from a different part of the world to go over and see, you know, what is happening in Southeast Asia and how are credit unions bringing financial products and services to the members that they're serving in that part of the world.
Man, it certainly sounds like you guys have got it covered. I mean, you got all the topics. It runs the gamut there. And the cool thing that I found going to your conference is that, you know, we all come from different parts of the world. We're different cultures, all that type of stuff. But when we come together for a credit union, it's amazing how the same we are. Because I think 9 out of 10 credit union CEOs that I interviewed over the years at your conference, you know, I always ask them, hey, what kind of keeps you up awake at night? And they all said, no matter what country they were from, cybersecurity. So it's really kind of neat to see everybody kind of come into this big melting pot and talk about what's working, what's not working, all these commonalities. It's really kind of cool to see this, all the differences, and then, but we come here and we're all the same. So it's really kind of neat.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, what I find is really interesting in putting together the educational program for this and going out and talking to the fintechs and, you know, the cyber firms that are out there and the cryptocurrency and all of that is that, you know, they're saying there's something for everyone, you know, small, medium, and large. And no matter where you are in that gamut, there's something that you can be pulling out of this. And in fact, you know, some of the progress that we're seeing in some of the smaller credit unions in terms of them being able to leapfrog over certain issues is pretty amazing. You know, they aren't always tied to some of the brick and mortar issues that some of the larger credit unions have. So you're right that, you know, I think no matter what your size is, there's a learning opportunity there. And it's just, it's all about networking, and you bring 1600 people, you know, and predominantly they're, you know, they're C-suite board members, you know, senior managers of the credit unions around the world on coming together. I mean, there's great opportunity to share and share alike. So I think it's, you know, just, it's pretty powerful. And as you said, being there is pretty amazing to actually, it's like a little mini UN or mini Olympics.
Exactly. I was thinking the same thing. Yeah. It's kind of like a mini Olympics. Is really cool. Very cool. Hey, where can folks sign up to attend? Because I know there's an early bird deadline. I think it's May 11th or something you were telling me about.
Exactly, yeah. So early bird is May 11th. So get in before May 11th and take advantage of the discounts. The website is wcuc.org or worldcreditunionconference.org. So wcuc.org. All the information is out there, whether you're looking to see the sessions, the educational sessions, get bios on the speakers, the rates. We also have great social activities that are available, great pre and post tours, Thailand, Bali. If you ever want to see Bali,
oh, yeah, I want to see Bali. Oh my gosh, yeah.
China, you know, Indonesia. So a lot of stuff happening pre and post conference as well that you can get access to.
And it's all right there too. All the places you mentioned are all right there in the vicinity, right?
Right, right. Yeah. So wcuc.org gets you everything that you need.
Very cool. All right, Paul. Anything else to add? Any other further words of wisdom or anything else you want to add to wrap up here?
No, just time to start packing your bags and Singapore. So that's it. So yeah, thanks for some time today, Mike. And if anyone has any questions and they can't find the information they're looking for, wcuc.org, just be free to get a hold of us at the World Council. More than happy to answer any questions.
Very cool. Great, Paul. Thank you so much, sir. Thanks for hanging out with us for a few minutes to chat about the World Credit Union Conference in Singapore in July. So yeah, like you said, pack your bags, get that passport ready, and open your brain to some great information that you guys are going to provide. So very cool stuff. And yeah, look forward to it. Be cool.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome.